And there we go. Stevie Wonder's got a little bit of faith in the Bon Courage Estate Unwooded Chardonnay. We've just poured a little snifter, as they say in the classics, and we're about to launch into it to determine how this... well, let's see. I'm looking at it. It's a very pale colour. No discernible green to it at all. Lovely, bright...
Bright and clear, Dave. Yeah,
happy.
It's got nice, prominent citrus flavors to it. It was rested on its lees for 6 months while constantly stirred, then filtered, and then bottled. So you get that nice Christmas coming through. A little bit of acidity still.
A little bit, but it's the citrus tones or notes are very. Charming there. They're lovely.
Yeah, it's totally different. You can have it with crumb fish, fried calamari, chicken, roast pork.
Fullness on the palate, more citrus and lime, finishing with a clean lemon zest. And that's exactly the thing.
That's what it is.
It does definitely have the citrus, lemon, zesty, clean, fresh, bright, gorgeous. It's definitely a... Well, it's a celebration of summer, this wine.
It is. It's a real wine to have, like a Sauvignon Blanc, but this is Chardonnay, on a hot day. Hot day, just by itself, nicely chilled.
It's light.
Perfect.
It's refreshing. I don't miss the wood at all. Not that I'm not particularly sophisticated wine drinker, but sometimes... When they talk about, the experts talk about now catering to a particular style, moving away from the traditional possibly, then one has to wonder why. But clearly, I said it earlier, probably appeal to the new wine drinker.
New wine drinker, before maybe they want to go on to drinking Chardonnay, drinking unwooded Chardonnay, then progress from there.
Yeah.
Start from there and then go forward into your Chardonnay category.
Absolutely. The palate doesn't have to acclimatize too much. It's from literally from the get-go without any kind of preparation. It's an easy drink. It's fresh citrus, lemon, lime, zest. I mean, I'm making it sound a bit like a cola or a cold drink.
A cold drink.
It's not that. It is definitely a good wine. What sort of price are we talking?
Dave, if I told you it was only 80 rand a bottle.
Ah, wow. That, for the money all day long, is an absolute delight.
You can't go wrong.
And are you going to have a tasting this weekend?
Yes, Dave. We're going to do Friday, Saturday. We've cancelled. We won't do tastings on Sunday. Because we found that it wasn't really attracting to people. It was too early for them.
Okay.
So what we do now, Friday, we do from 2 to 4 on Fridays. And Saturday, we still do 12 to 2.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So we were talking about it this morning. In fact, how does the wine of the week work? And the idea, really, is to introduce you to wines that you possibly might not know. You walk into Tops of Lifestyle, you've got an enormous choice. A wonderful array and variety to choose from. Possibly a little overwhelming if you're new to the wines or you don't know what you're talking about or listening to. But if you're tuned to your favorite radio station, Tops Wine of the Week generally gives you an intro to what you can taste on the weekend that follows. And then clearly once you've heard about and you had a chance to sample, if you like it, then you're not buying blind. You have every opportunity to test based on what we have hopefully encouraged you to try. And if you find that it's to your liking, there it is. It's exactly what we were hoping for, to introduce you to something exciting. And generally speaking, I would imagine that gets the job done as far as the wine of the week is
concerned.
That's
it, Dave. And then we've got tomorrow, the first Thursday, tomorrow, even though it's public holiday tomorrow.
Are you going ahead with
it? We're going ahead.
Well, it'll be a bumper because it is a holiday.
Yeah, and we've got some beautiful wines going. We've got Paul Wallace, the whole range of Paul Wallace wines going on tomorrow evening. And we have La Vierge, So quite a great selection of wines that you'll be able to try tomorrow evening.
Absolutely marvelous opportunity to pop along to the first Thursday at the studios at the Lifestyle Center and enjoy the wonders of not only the fine wines that Eamon will be producing for you to taste and enjoy, but also there's art and there is music and there are special food offers. It's a joy, generally speaking. Extremely well attended, and quite rightly so, because it's one of the highlights of the social calendar every month, first Thursday at the Lifestyle Center. And we'll be back next week with another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Darling. Eamon, lovely to see you again. And
you too, Dave. Thanks very much.
Next week. Be strong.
Yeah, you too.